potential foreclosure on a number of their properties in Sonoma over unpaid property taxes and delinquent mortgage payments. 25 of their more than 120 properties are in trouble. Socatra Capital in Sacramento has filed notice on 19 properties for delinquent mortgage payments. Another 6 are in default over unpaid taxes, according to the Sonoma Index Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt Sr. of Petaluma was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press Democrat. The girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His campaign said the event set a new record for the most ever haul for a single political event. The event was held at Radio City Music Hall on Thursday night. Shoppers may get a bitter surprise in their Easter basket this year. Chocolate eggs and bunnies are more expensive than ever, as changing climate patterns are driving up prices. Now, cocoa, of course, is the main ingredient in chocolate, and about three-quarters of it comes from trees in West Africa. Severe seasonal winds and heavy rainfall have cut the amount harvested in recent months. Pope Francis appears in better health, walking into the Vatican audience hall on his own, using a cane and delivering his prepared speech with a clear voice. The Pope's appearance on Wednesday was the first since Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old pontiff has often shown difficulties in walking and had been heard breathing very heavily during public events. Massachusetts State Police say a robotic dog helped them avert tragedy after being deployed when police were responding to an armed individual barricaded in a home. The dog is named Roscoe and part of the state's bomb squad and was shot several times and disabled during the situation on March 6th. Police say that being able to use robotic Roscoe may have prevented an officer from being involved in an exchange of gunfire. 8:04 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good for your morning drive-in. There is some slight traffic northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, and then State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic's pretty heavy there. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
We've changed the game, so you don't have to look for the lowest prices on new cars anymore. Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa has them. During the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event, our entire lineup of game-winning Nissans is marked down to the bone. Like the new Nissan Rogue, now just $279 a month. 2024 Versa, only $18,937. Or the new all-electric Nissan Leaf, just $23,650. When is the last time you heard of a new Nissan for under $300 a month? Or prices from under $19,000 for a brand new car? Don't wait till the game is over. This is your time to get the new Nissan you've always wanted. Rogue, $279 a month. Versa, $18,937. Leaf, $23,650. Beat the buzzer and dribble down to Jimbo Nissan at Santa Rosa today. We're on Santa Rosa Avenue or online at jimbonissan.com.
Road VIN number PC85327. Versa VIN number RL84152. Leaf VIN number RC550852. With approved credit, see jimbonissan.com for details.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
From the community calendar, you can join the Santa Rosa Phoenix Power soccer team. They play Sundays from 12:30 to 2:30 at the Sonoma County YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa. In sports, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Giants are in San Diego. The A's are home against Cleveland. And
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
That is 90-year-old Bob Uecker, who will be back behind the microphone when the Milwaukee Brewers play their home opener Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins. Uecker became the voice of the Brewers in 1971 and has been part of their broadcast team ever since. He has limited himself to home radio assignments for the past several years. And your forecast. For most of us, we picked up around a half an inch of rain in the overnight hours. Today, partly to mostly cloudy at times. Just a slight chance for a scattered shower. Would be light and not last long. Highs today in the upper 50s, below normal. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind, with wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. Even a chance for scattered thunder showers, too. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is Barnum and Bailey Day. Barnum and Bailey Day celebrates the legendary circus duo Phineas Barnum and James Bailey, honoring their contributions to entertainment and the circus industry. They formed a partnership back in 1881 that lasted until 2017, when the circus finally officially ceased operations. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST.
Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you. You're tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST.
If you're not quite sure what to make for Easter dinner, Lucky can help you put on your Sunday best. We have incredible deals on everything you need to serve the ultimate mouth-watering meal. Right now, fresh asparagus is just 99 cents a pound, limit 5 pounds. Beef ribeye roast bone-in is just $6.97 a pound with an additional qualifying purchase of $50 or more. Limit one while supplies last. And 5-pound bags of russet potatoes are only $1.77. Elevate the joy of Easter at Lucky.
The YMCA is just a starting line where the true self blooms only when we find our purpose. What makes us tick below the surface? Why is the before work hustle and the after school home? A section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Sonoma County Family YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org.
Sonoma County's KZST. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show rolls on, and right now we're going to talk about a fun, hot trend that people are doing all over Sonoma County now. It's hugely popular and involves hats. And I'm talking about hat decorating parties. Yes, and with me right now is Anna Durlow from Forestville, and she throws these hat decorating parties. Her company is called the Dreaded Barbie. Oh my God, I love that. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Wow, the Dreaded Barbie. That was your doing,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, I have with a head full of dreads and a love for fashion as well as a little bit of Botox. It fit right in.
Oh my gosh. So Anna, hat decorating parties, the craze right now. Where do you do these fun hat decorating parties around Sonoma County?
I am actually a mobile hat bar, so I can come directly to you, but I actually will be at Hen House Petaluma on April 13th, and as well as DRNK Wines in Forestville on May 11th.
What? So how did you get started in these hat decorating parties? How did the actual event get started, really, the history behind that?
Well, I love hats, and so no two people are the same, so no two hats should be the same as well. So I love to decorate them. I was doing my own hats, and people started asking, and I just started making them, and it's kind of taken off from there.
The Dreaded Barbie, and you're mobile, so you can go where people are having these parties, where they want you around Sonoma County. So describe kind of the scene. What do you do at one of these hat decorating parties? Go into a little detail about that, yeah.
Of course. I bring many different styles, hats, and sizes, so you and your friends get to choose which hat you like. We then will choose hat bands, whatever else you'd like to decorate, embellish it with. You can burn them. You can spray paint them. If you're uncomfortable doing this, I will do it for you. And what a great way to have fun with your friends.
Oh, my gosh. And I know off the air you mentioned that you can bring your own wine and food and kind of do a whole big Sonoma County party with hats.
Oh, yes. Yes. What better way to have fun decorating a hat than getting a little buzz on with your friends?
And how much does something like this cost? Just so
it's
people
right
know.
It's right around $100.
Okay.
And that's everything included, the hat, all of the decorations.
Is this mostly women doing this, or do you get men that show up as interested as well in these parties?
I have men that actually place custom orders. I also custom make hats from forming all the way to finishing. And so men have a tendency to order a hat customized just to them.
And how busy are you? I know this isn't just here in Sonoma County, right? It's happening like all over the country.
Oh, yes. Hat parties right now are popular in every state.
Unbelievable. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to put together, you know, a hat decorating, you know, group of girls that want to kind of hire you to come to where they are? How do we get in touch with you?
You can go on my Instagram. It's The Dreaded Barbie. You can also email me at thedreadedbarbie@yahoo.com.
What is, Anna, the most bizarre, craziest hat you have seen that someone has made at your party or that you've made yourself?
I have completely destroyed a hat all the way down to it is burnt to shreds, and that is exactly how they wanted it.
They wanted a burnt hat.
a completely destroyed burnt hat. So took a great new hat and just mangled it all up.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Did you happen to ask why?
They wanted a distressed burnt look and they went for it.
Wow, that's crazy. So, Anna, how many hats? I know you're a hat person, obviously. How many hats do you actually own in your closet, in your house, in your mobile unit?
Oh, goodness. Now my husband's going to find out. Probably at least a dozen.
Oh, you have more than that. I bet you have more than that.
But yeah.
you don't want your husband to know. Okay, so we'll take
we'll
the fifth
on that. We'll add a couple onto that, yeah.
Absolutely. So hat parties, hat decorating parties. I actually know a friend of mine who went to one of yours, and that's how I got your information. So very exciting and very fun. It's so Sonoma County, too, right? I mean, so Sonoma County.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, you can wear a hat all the way from country summer to wine tasting, and it just transforms your outfit, gives you that little extra confidence and boost, and you feel more powerful when you're in them.
Anna, any final thoughts you want to share?
I just want to say, you know, thank you. And I try to keep this as local as possible. I'm actually making hat bands as well from decommissioned Sonoma County fire hoses. So we've all seen the events that have happened, and it's near and dear to my heart with the fire family to carry a little bit of piece of pride of Sonoma County as well as the firefight.
That's amazing. And your next place you're going to be at, say that again.
Hen House Brewery in Petaluma on April 13th, and then again on a Mother's Day weekend at DRNK Wine, May 11th.
Anna Durlow, thank you so much for taking the time out and talking to us about the hat decorating parties. You own the Dreaded Barbie. What a great name. God, I love that name. Unbelievable. Anna Durlow, thank you so much. I do have a special song for you. And
oh, thank you.
It kind of fits your hats, you know, little style. From T. Swift of KCST. Anna, good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Little stir, and it's like little stir.
Sonoma County's KZST. Time to check traffic once again with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning, Olivia. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. Still no new incidents to report. Traffic is starting to pick up northbound US 101 from about Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You're going to have some slowdowns there. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, traffic is heavy there. And then eastbound State Route 12 from 101 to Farmers Lane, there's some slowdowns in that area as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Ongaro and Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ongaro and Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit OngaroAndSons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ongaro and Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at OngaroAndSons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and Sons.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Wednesday on the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, Man Landers dishes out advice to your life's questions.
Dear man, my best friend is mad at me because I did an Irish exit at her birthday party. The last 2 weeks have been insane at work, and I was dealing with my grandmother passing and making all those arrangements. I did leave her party, her wedding early. Do I owe her an apology? Signed, Jessica the Sneaker Outer.
Absolutely not. I love an Irish exit. I've Irish had exited out of my own party. It's, you know, you're there, you're mingling, you're having fun, you've made your appearance, you did everything that you need to do, and then you see that the door's open and your car key is already in your hand, and you just make your quick little getaway.
Man Landers, Wednesday morning on the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, only on KZST.
Some things look better, baby.
Well, on the way, Mr. Brent Allen has the deets on everything you missed overnight, including the condition if you are headed to Tahoe over this holiday weekend. News is next on KZST.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. For me, that's low and mentioned. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday.